Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Just a little reminder, because a lot of people had Veterans Day off, and rightfully so, as we honor and respect our veterans. Today is Wednesday. We're halfway through the week already, guys.
Wow.
We got that going for
yes.
us. That could have been good news in itself, but Kevin's picked out a story, too.
This is actually good news that relates a lot to the show members on the Brett Mega Show.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you how next.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So this good news story has several things in common with the Brett Mega Show. It's about McDonald's.
Oh. AB's favorite restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's about overcoming adversity, and it's about getting a chance to, which we hopefully will get a chance to do, retire.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. Man.
Because a McDonald's threw a huge retirement party for a longtime employee. 56-year-old Rich Wilbur, he has got Down syndrome, but he's worked at this location in St. Petersburg for 34 years.
Wow.
His manager, who helped throw the party, is 32 and wasn't even born when Rich showed up for his first day at work.
Oh, my God.
Rich has been putting in that work.
Some of the hardest working people are people with Down syndrome. There is an ice cream shop in Dallas, Texas, that only hires people with Down syndrome because they... you know, are adults, they can work, they can give back to society, and so they give them a place of employment. They're one of the most efficient and best ice cream places in the entire city.
I believe it. Yeah.
I went there to work for a day, and I think I got fired because I could not keep up with them.
Yeah.
The drive, and what I loved about it is the passion for what they did. They were giving people ice cream, but they saw it more as ice cream, as giving people joy and memories with their family, and what a guy.
Yeah.
34 years, I don't think most of us are working at McDonald's and being celebrated for 34 years, but this guy just loves it.
And he is definitely going to be missed.
What a cool story. Thank you so much for sharing.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. Yesterday, we were off, had the day off to celebrate and honor our veterans on Veterans Day. Rightfully so. Hopefully, you got to do that and honor some of your veterans. And if you are a veteran, thank you so much for your service. For the day off, what do you do? Do you catch up on sleep and Netflix and just sit in your pajamas all day? Or are you going, ooh, an extra day to be productive?
For me, I have to be productive. The only time I'm ever like resting and Netflixing is if I have checked every single thing off of my list. I can't rest until I'm productive.
So always has the to-do list going.
Productive is first.
Kevin?
I rest. I take the time to kind of chill and get ready for the next day. Just a little bit, but it's more of a day to just kind of not do what I normally do.
I normally rest and take like a 15-hour long nap.
15-hour? Are you joking?
No, I slept 13 hours the other day.
Wow.
What?
That is crazy. As a dad of three under five, that is crazy.
Yeah. I had crying kids for 15 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. I think I did 13 hours in the whole week.
Yeah, it was a great day. But currently, I have too much to do that I have to be productive.
One of your best friends is getting married, so you're just like inviting.
I got a speech to write.
For me, it is a day. I don't want to screw it up for future people. One day we could have a 3-day work weekend and I will be productive with it. I honestly, I really just need three days. Like, if you gave me an extra day, I think I can knock out most of my stuff.
Yeah.
And I think I can work for 4 days. If the government is listening, that's all I need.
We can do it.
You can do it.
We can do it.
If the government can end their shutdown, maybe they can give us 4 days of extra work weeks.
The polls are open.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
So a recent study says this time of starting work is considered torture. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline, and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more based off the headline. Do you want to know about torture, Hannah?
I imagine our time of being at work would be considered torture. So what is it?
10 a.m.
What?
Anything before 10?
AB is like, thank you.
Our show ends at 10.
Yeah, Oxford University, a doctor said people under 35 aren't biologically wired to function well early in the morning. Their internal clocks don't sync to a 9-to-5 schedule. That means many are left sleep-deprived, moody, higher risk to health issues, that really you should be sleeping. The more sleep you get, the better, and you should really start your day around 10 o'clock, which is when we end.
Couldn't agree more.
Wow. What about people who wake up at 3:30?
Yeah, what do you got about that, us, Oxford University?
Yeah, right.
Did anyone win the Mega Millions jackpot, and what is it up to?
Probably not. Keep it moving.
Nope, and it's climbed even higher, like $900 million. How to win rock, paper, scissors.
How? I feel like I've heard so many different theories, I'm just confused.
All right, so rock, paper, scissors, they've studied it for 15,000 rounds.
Ooh.
I want to get a job where they just studies people doing rock, paper, scissors. Like, this seems a very important job. But players try to be truly random, don't do as well. People fail.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
If you're throwing rock first, so you should throw paper first. Because they're more likely to throw rock, paper covers
paper
rock.
Paper first, paper first, paper first. Now, I got to remember that.
Now, most people tend to switch shapes after losses rather than staying consistent. So if they throw rock and lose the second round, they're going to switch it. So you got to know, don't throw paper that time. Probably throw scissors or rock because they're going to switch it.
Forget.
The latest trend is showering without being able to see.
What?
Yeah. I kind of shower in the dark.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a wellness trend. It's called dark showering. They say it's to help you calm and improve your sleep and just kind of relax you. You leave it pitch black and then shower.
Really?
It's great. To shave your legs.
And you never have to clean your shower ever again because you can't see
people
it.
Say like, people are saying like, it's hard to shave, hard to do anything. You can't see. And then AB's just sleeping in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Rachel, how are you?
Doing good. How about you?
I'm doing good. You ready to take on Hannah?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Hannah, are you ready to take on Rachel?
Yeah.
All right, get on out of here. I don't know why I like acted like I was from Boston or something. I don't know like where this accent came from. It was ridiculous. Okay. All right, Rachel, Hannah's leaving the room. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions each. When Hannah leaves the room, you can't hear the questions or the answers. You could hear her leaving. I don't know. Someone was yelling outside.
Right, exactly.
It was intense. I don't know what was going on.
I think they were mad that Hannah was out there.
Yeah, they're like, oh, my God, you gave us Hannah.
Again?
Oh, Jesus. All right, let's do this, Rachel.
All right.
Despite rumors of bullying and harassment, a lawsuit filed by Millie Bobby Brown, she showed up to the Stranger Things premiere with David Harbour. What character does he play in Stranger Things?
Her dad.
Should I count it?
I think you should count
okay.
it.
Okay. Yes. We like you. We wouldn't have counted right. that for Hannah, just so you know.
We
I was looking for like
Hopper.
Yeah, yeah, I was actually but, looking for
that's
the.
Okay.
I don't watch Stranger Things, so that was just my guess.
Yep, dad was good enough for me.
Right.
name an artist nominated for Album of the Year. Just any artist.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep. Who hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend?
Miles Teller.
Oh.
He was the weekend before.
Too far back.
It was Nikki Glaser.
Oh, okay.
Brad Pitt is suing his ex-wife for $35 million. Who is his ex-wife? I'm looking for the one he's suing, but he does have a few.
Angelina Jolie.
Yep. And the mother of the Kardashian-Jenner clan just celebrated her 70th birthday. Who is their mom?
Kris Jenner.
Boom. 4 out of 5. Only one you missed is Saturday Night Live. That's all right. We'll see how Hannah does. We'll bring her back in the room, and everyone will probably cheer instead of like, ah!
Hannah's homeschool! Hannah's homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. Hannah's homeschool is on here on the Brett Magus Show. It's 5 pop culture questions. Hannah versus Rachel. We make Hannah stand outside the studio. She can't hear the questions or the answers. Rachel, tell her how many you got.
4 out of 5.
Rachel's
all right.
good. All right. Ty does go towards Hannah, so we got to get at least a 4 out of 5. Despite rumors of bullying and harassment lawsuit filed by Millie Bobby Brown, she showed up to the Stranger Things premiere with David Harbour. What character does he play in Stranger Things?
Her dad.
I said I wasn't going to.
Jim Hopper?
Okay,
Jim
yeah.
Hopper. Wow,
right.
man. She rocked it.
Dang it.
Nice
I thought
job,
I said I wasn't going to. That's what Rachel said. We gave her the point for
oh,
it.
Oh, cool.
I said I wasn't going to give you her dad, and then you came out with her dad, and I felt bad. I didn't look you in the face and not give it to you. So I'm glad you actually knew.
Mm-hmm.
Name an artist nominated for Album of the Year.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Yep, you guys both went with the same artist. Bad Bunny, Justin Bieber, Gaga, Kendrick. Who hosted Saturday Night Live this weekend?
Nikki Glaser.
Yep. 3 for 3. Okay. Brad Pitt is suing his ex-wife for $35 million. Who is his ex-wife?
Angelina Jolie?
Yes, that is correct.
Yay!
And the mother of the Kardashian-Jenner clan just celebrated her 70th birthday.
Chris!
Who is their mom? Chris, wow. That's 5 for 5, Rachel. That was tough. Hannah was on it.
This is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here it is, the Megamind question of the day. 80% of us admit that we have never thoroughly cleaned what?
I think a lot of people haven't cleaned their washing machine.
Washing machine.
Ooh, that's
right.
A good one.
You know, a lot of gunk can get built up in the, like, where you put in the detergent. You're supposed to, like, wash your washing machine even with nothing in it.
Hannah takes...
A lot of people don't do that.
This stuff's so serious. Hannah washes her washing machine better than she washes her body because we realize that she doesn't even wash her arms.
All right.
She deep cleans that laundry.
At least my clothes are clean.
Yeah, you do laundry to the next... I didn't even know you needed to do that until I met Hannah. Mm. Kevin...
I'm answering this one for my kids because they don't do it. I'm talking about the microwave.
Microwave.
Dad has cleaned that thing out just about after every macaroni and cheese dish ever made.
I'm bad about that.
Kevin's yelling at his kids through the radio right now.
Get a paper towel, Jackson.
It's gross. My mind immediately went to body parts.
Okay.
So I'm thinking your feet.
Okay, a lot of people don't clean
I don't individually clean my feet because then it gets really slippery in the shower.
I clean my
feet,
too.
See, now if I said that, I'd be canceled.
No, I feel like that's weird. I clean my feet. You're one of those people that don't clean their feet. There's like a...
Brett, you're lying. You don't clean them every time.
I
no
clean
way.
Every time I clean my... I think it's so weird that people are just like, oh, the soap cleans them, just running off. Like, craziest thing I've ever heard. Someone's got it right. It's either your feet, it's the microwave, or the washing machine. I'll tell you who got it right next.
Mega Minds.
I was saying, Kevin's on his game, man. 80% of us admit that we've never thoroughly cleaned this, and Kevin got it correct for the Megamind question of the day.
It's the microwave.
It's the microwave.
It's annoying to clean that.
His message to his kids was accurate. Clean the microwave, kids.
It's not that hard, guys. You can take the glass plate out, put it under the sink, and clean that, and then rub, you know,
but we
anything.
Don't want
to. You need to.
That did feel like a lot of steps right there, Kevin. We are 60 minutes commercial-free. It is the Brett Maga Show. Guys, I did something that I've given a bunch of people crap for the holidays. I'll tell you what it is. And I caved. I'm so cliche. I'll tell you what it was in 3 minutes. It's the Brett Maga Show. Guys, I'm kind of embarrassing. I'm just walking cliche, and I'm just hypocritical. It is the Brett Maga Show. I was giving kind of, I think AB, probably the most crap. She already put up her Christmas decorations. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm in Christmas mode. I'm like, guys, chill. Pump the brakes. I know the red cups are out, but, you know, we have got to take a deep breath. We can't even get a barista cup, okay, on Christmas. And so I gave everyone grief that we should just soak up Thanksgiving, soak up the last remaining days of fall. I watched a Christmas movie, guys.
Oh, already?
Cave in.
Watched one of those cheesy, romantic, goofy Christmas movies.
One of the Hallmark ones?
I don't know. I think it was on Netflix or Prime. I forget what streaming service. It was one of those ones that was, it was with Chad Michael Murray, the Merry Gentleman from last year.
Oh, where he's like a stripper?
I watched the stripper one.
Okay, I watched that last year. Wild one.
It is the worst movie all time. It could be the worst. There is zero things about Christmas in this entire movie. He just becomes a gentleman. Dancer and like burlesque shows, I guess he does to save this bar, and there's like maybe some Christmas lights. I have like, just because they're doing in December to save the bar, it's for Christmas. I have no idea why it has anything to do
why
with Christmas.
Why is that the one you chose?
Yeah, wow. What about like Christmas with the Cranks, National Lampoon? Right.
Because those are all cliche ones that I've already seen, and I'm not cliche. I would never just be so basic. No, I honestly. I chose it because we looked up a list of like cute, romantic, like those cheesy. My wife likes all those cheesy Hallmark movies.
Yeah, they're great.
And it was ranked high on a list, and it came out last year. And last year, we were in the thick of it with the kids, and we didn't watch it. We're like, oh, yeah, people were talking about that last year.
I think you were looking at the opposite end of the list.
I could just see you going, all right, kids, what Christmas movie do you want to watch? Rudolph or Stripper Christmas?
Yeah, we definitely watched. No, we didn't watch it with the kids. It was just supposed to be like us just kind of unwinding and watching a Christmas movie and trying to get in the Christmas spirit. And I was like, man, I didn't know the Christmas spirit was just a bunch of guys shirtless gyrating. Like, that's like what Christmas is all about, man. Like, yeah, there's the mistletoe. There
it's
we go.
It's the magic. Mike of Christmas.
Yeah, it was a bad version of Magic Mike. It was like, I'm in financial trouble, so I'm going to take my shirt off and my clothes off. Worst movie ever. But guys, I think I might just keep on the Christmas movie bandwagon.
You have to now.
Now I'm in it. Now,
so basic.
Now I'm just Mr. Christmas.
Is it going to be in your rotation?
I mean, I put on this song
every year they watch that movie.
Merry Gentlemen, yeah. Take off his shirt. So embarrassing. The movie is embarrassing. Actually, something embarrassing happened to Hannah because of her car. Mm-hmm. Find out what happened in 3 minutes. Something embarrassing happened to Hannah, and it popped up, and there's her car. Busted her. What happened, Hannah?
Yeah, so I'm in charge of running all of our different social media accounts here on the show. So that means posting different content all throughout the day. And the other day, boyfriend Julian and I were in my car and I'm driving and my car has like Apple CarPlay in it. So any notification that comes through on my phone also comes up on my screen in my car. And so we're driving and then all of a sudden this notification pops up while he's sitting right next to me that says, post about if having a boyfriend is embarrassing.
Oh,
and he didn't listen to that segment we did. So he just kind of looked at me like, what is that? And I was like, oh, well, it's not about that.
My opinion.
Yeah, it's right. Not about
it. It's not about you.
No. And I like kind of was like nervous because I was like, don't take it the wrong way. We did a segment on the show about the Vogue article about if having a boyfriend is embarrassing. I'm not posting it for my own good. I'm posting it for the show.
And
so it busted me.
Did you tell him that you agreed with the Vogue article and that you
hell no, I was so passionately against that article. But of course that notification would pop up right in front of him.
I always think it's so interesting during like Apple CarPlay what type of messages mm-hmm. will play mm-hmm. and pop up on people, whether it's a notification or if you had it like read the text message out loud to
I
the
never
car.
Do that.
And you're like, oh my God, that's not what I want to be read out loud. And that is so embarrassing. So having a boyfriend is considered embarrassing.
No.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So Sabrina Carpenter is really that girl right now. Last week, she was nominated for 6 different Grammys. And now the news is dropping that she will be an actress and a producer in the musically inspired Alice in Wonderland film. This is huge. This has actually been in the works for years. Sabrina herself actually pitched something similar to this to Netflix in 2020, but nothing ever came about it. But fast forward to now, Universal picked it up, and I think it is going to be huge for them, huge for Sabrina. I think this is just awesome.
She's a perfect fit for the character.
Yes.
I love it. And it's going back to her roots. She actually started off as an actress on Girl Meets World.
Mm-hmm.
I think her music career, I wondered when I first saw it, I was like, man, is her music career there? And I do. I think she's like had a couple of big albums. I think she's going to win Album of the Year for the Grammys. And I think when you feel like you're got your foot on the ground musically, you can get dabble back into kind of those other arts like acting again.
I was shocked. There's been a lot of talk about her maybe being in the live action Rapunzel.
Okay.
And so was like, oh, this is a 1-8. I don't know. I was shocked by this.
What do you guys think about this? She came out and said, there's a lot we're experimenting with, and I think it'll be worth the risk for sure.
I mean, I think with Alice in Wonderland, it's a lot about experimentation. I think you can go in weird places with that one. So I think, again, Sabrina's the perfect producer and actress for it.
I'm like, okay, is this going to be spicy?
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Anyone out there listening that secretly got married? Like, they didn't tell anyone. Just the two of you ran off, went to the courthouse, got married, went off to Vegas, had Elvis do it for you, whatever. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Anyone out there that got married and it was just the two of you and a couple of witnesses and no one even knew you were married, anyone do it before, like way before the actual ceremony and no one knew? And then when you walked down the aisle, everyone thought that you'd recently gone to the courthouse, signed the paperwork, and this was the ceremony to honor it? Because that's what's happening with the wedding that is happening this weekend. AB's friend, who's getting married this weekend, not really getting married this weekend.
Yeah, she's actually already married and has been for about a month now, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yes, so my friend has been going through a lot mentally over the past couple months and throughout this engagement, to the point where the wedding day was not going to be a good day. It was just going to be a day of stress.
Like, oh my God, it's all coming to this big moment that it's all, where it's like, you just put so much, it put it on like this, almost like this pedestal. Like, this is my big wedding day. All this pressure on this day.
Yeah. So to take the stress off of the actual wedding day, her and her fiance were just like, let's just go to the courthouse and let's just get married. And so it was a random Wednesday about a month ago, and I got a call from her in the middle of the day, which was weird. I was like, why aren't you at work? And I pick up the phone, and she's just like, hey, what are you doing? And I'm like, I just bought these concert tickets. I'm about to get in the shower. And then she interrupts me and just goes, I'm at the courthouse. And I was like, the first thing I said was, without me? And she was like, well, get up here. I threw on like the first dress I found in my closet. Slapped
Did you put on a dress?
On. Yeah, because I was like, what the heck do I wear?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I had no idea. What do you wear to a courthouse wedding? And so I like put on the first dress I saw, and I was up at the courthouse within 20 minutes.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So who else was there?
So I walk in and I go up these stairs, turn the corner, and there's probably like 40 or 50 girls in white. Which
what?
Was so,
what?
Yes, it was so funny to me. I don't know why I didn't expect that, but there were a lot of people getting married on this specific day, I guess. And then I see my friend sitting on the bench with her fiance. Her mom was there. Her therapist was there. And then her fiance's attorney, who just happened to be in the building, came as well.
Interesting.
And
so
me.
Super.
And so his family didn't know until after the fact. He just texted him a picture being like, hey, we're married.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hannah, you're going to this wedding this weekend.
I am.
Do you feel
going
like you're getting gypped? Like, hey,
yeah,
I'm going to a wedding. That's
hey, what's the point?
What is this wedding I'm going to be at?
I don't think I'm getting gypped at all. I think this is actually really smart. After being in like a lot of weddings recently, I feel like I see the amount of pressure that brides put on themselves for the day of their wedding. They have to worry about a million different things. So if a bride can do something to eliminate her stress the day of her wedding, I'm all for it. And I think this is actually very, very
smart.
Yeah,
and I'll say the ceremony was very short. It was probably 2 minutes long. Her fiance forgot the rings.
Oh,
oh
well, something like
that.
They did it spontaneously,
yeah.
Right. Almost. Like,
yes, yeah.
Because if feel like you would have gotten a little bit of a heads up. Seems like it was a little bit more of,
it was definitely
let's just
a,
do this.
Yeah, last minute decision.
Anyone else do it like that where it's just like, hey, let's do this. You know, we've been talking about it and let's go get married. And then you didn't tell anyone maybe and you waited to have the ceremony. So then people thought like, oh, I'm still witnessing the ceremony and I'm still doing this. And then there was less pressure or what was the reasoning behind it? One of my best friends, they did this, but they were like secretly married for like over a year and a half.
Oh, my God.
So they got secretly married because they had a child on the way and they were going to postpone and push off the wedding, but they didn't want to not be married for like a lot of different reasons. I think because they're bringing a child into the world for, you know, for benefits, all these different things. So like, we'll go get married. They just do their own intimate thing. It was just like them and a few people. Or there was like a handful of people that knew like AB's situation. Mm-hmm. And then had the ceremony. Everyone didn't know they were currently married already legally or whatever. And it was like over a year after that ceremony, he was like writing an article or blog post or did something on social media and had the date. And everyone's like, I think you got the wrong date. Yeah, yeah, I think you got the wrong date.
Wrong year.
Yeah, like what's going on? And yeah, they didn't tell anyone for like years that they were married. And that was their special intimate moment, their date, their family. When it all came together, and it was like kind of cool. Who got married secretly, didn't tell anyone, and how long were you married before you like revealed it to people? 855-444-MEGA. We want to take your calls on these secret weddings. 855-444-6342. It's the Brett Mega Show. AB's maid of honor at a wedding that is happening this weekend. Actually, I loosely say it is happening this week. The wedding ceremony is happening this weekend, but they're already married.
They
went off and got married like a month and a half ago and been secretly married. Weren't going to tell any of the guests. Just going to go through the ceremony. They're like, you all don't need to know about it. Did anyone else do this? Anyone else secretly get married, do the ceremony? No one knew that you guys had been married for a long time. Or maybe you didn't even have a ceremony. Maybe you just got married. You two are good. No one else needs to know. The relationship status on Facebook got changed. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Mary, you did something like this? You went off and got married?
I did.
Okay. How many months, years were you married before you told people and then the wedding actually ceremony happened?
I was married 6 months before I actually got married.
Really?
Oh, wow. Was it a secret?
It was totally a secret.
Oh, wow.
And how many people knew?
There was only like 5 people that knew. And I'd say right now there's maybe 10 people that know. And neither one of my parents or my husband's parents know.
Really? Still. So are they going to go? Are you guys having a ceremony? Are you going to do the ceremony thing?
Oh, we've been married for almost 5 years.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
So when they went to the ceremony, were they like, there's my daughter on her wedding day? Or you're like, did you finally tell mom and dad?
No, it's still a secret, right?
Still a secret.
No.
Well, we got a surprise for you.
You've been married for 5 years and 10 people know you're married?
10 people know that we were secretly married 6 months before.
Yeah. Oh, 10 people know they're secretly married. Okay, so mom and dad still don't know that thing happened. Okay. Thank you so much for the call. Andrea, you secretly got married?
We did.
Okay, what happened?
Well, we'd been engaged for 2 years, and we knew it was going to happen at some point. It was a second marriage for both of us, so we really weren't in a huge hurry. Mm. But then life starts happening, and we've got older parents, and so we just decided, let's just do it. So we planned it in about 2 weeks. We flew to Chicago, which is where we got engaged, and also our first trip together as a couple.
Oh, love that.
And we applied for a marriage license, and we went and got married, and then came back and said, surprise.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much for the call. Sometimes you surprise the guests, and they don't even know they're actually at your wedding. Jennifer, how did your guests find out, like, oh, this is the wedding, it's happening?
Me and my boyfriend had been together for about 13 years, and we're both getting older, second marriage, kind of like others have said. And my daughter was in town because she lives in Texas. And so we just were like, hey, we're going to do family pictures. Everybody come show up here. And so we did that. And then as like people were kind of walking to the cars, I was like, wait, wait, we're not done yet. And they're like, we took all the pictures. And I'm like, no, no, we're going to get married.
Right now.
And so then, and so then my niece, who was taking the pictures, performed the ceremony, married us. And we've been married a month and a half now.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all didn't just get secretly married. You had a secret wedding.
Yeah.
Like, hey, right. Surprise, the wedding.
Like, don't leave. This is cocktail hour.
Thank you so much for the call. Haley, you actually did the opposite of what AB's friend has done. You did the ceremony, not get married, and then got married when?
Probably 2 years later.
What? What? You went to the courthouse 2 years later?
No. So my ex, he lost the divorce papers the week of the wedding. And we were getting married on a ship, and my friend, who's a female ship captain, did the ceremony. And so we had the reception, everything like that. And then a few years later, when my job wouldn't let him be my domestic partner for health insurance, then we went to the living room of the leader of the Ethical Society, and my dad came, and a friend was at the taco place down the road, and she hopped in, and we got married in her living room with my two-year-old having a popsicle on her couch.
Crazy wow. Story. Did the ceremony. Everyone thinks you're married. 2 years later, still not married. And then the
wow,
the marriage happens with the two-year-old and the popsicle. And
yeah, my mom was pretty embarrassed and didn't want her friends to know the wedding they had come to never actually be.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I was at your wedding, your daughter's ceremony, but it ended up just being like a big party. Not even like a marriage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.